What is up, guys? It is your host, Omar, and you are listening to Business and Mindset Podcast. Today, we dive in deep with Daniel Moreau. Daniel is a true-bred entrepreneur who has done years of sales and who has worked for multi-million dollar facilities and managing these different companies and leaving them better off financially. Daniel runs the social media portion of these businesses, and he has been able to gain consistent clients to promote their business through social media and to gain consistent sales for each business. Daniel has worked with high-level CEOs. He has built infrastructures for new businesses in order to gain them more sales and to increase their marketing overall. Daniel has left the corporate world to dive into his own entrepreneurship. After 18 months, Daniel realized the corporate world wasn't for him, and he dived straight into his own business, where he's been able to gain thousands of dollars and do contracts over thousands of dollars in the marketing world. With all that being said, Daniel Moreau, take over.
I started off in financial services as an independent advisor. Didn't really go so well. I was trying to be a CEO for somebody else's company. Dipped on that, did some door-to-door sales, bounced around a little bit like most of us do, trying to find our footing, realized that, you can't do it alone. We all need coaches. We all need mentors. Mm-hmm. And through there, I found out about the greatest gold rush in our time. So basically, we've got a huge, massive gold rush going on right now. And I saw a huge opportunity there to not only like build my own business, but to help other entrepreneurs grow their businesses, get where they want to be, because that's what I'm passionate about. And now here I am.
Sweet. So like what is something that you do right now as far as business wise?
Yeah, for sure. So I've got two different arms to my company right now. Main thing is digital marketing. Mm-hmm. So helping with lead generation, automating sales, automating marketing, all that kind of stuff. Because let's face it, we all need more time and we all need more money. And the only way to do that is get more leads in our business and automate ourselves out of tasks. So there's that. The other half of my business is venture capital. So when it comes to business structuring, acquiring financing, establishing business credit, all that kind of stuff, that's the other half of my business.
Sweet. So like on your digital marketing side, like how are you guys like gaining customers? Are you guys sending out cold emails? Are you cold calling? Are you doing Facebook advertising? Like what is the process of your digital marketing agency gaining consistent customers and clients?
Yeah, man. I don't do anything cold. No, I don't do anything cold, man. I did cold calling this one place I was at. Mm-hmm. I was forced to cold call and I did it. I actually made a side deal with the regional director that I worked with at the time. I'm like, I ain't cold calling, but sit there and I'll message people on social media every day, all day.
So you don't like cold calling?
Oh, no, I hate that. I hated it. And so, because like, I don't like being bugged. So like, if people are hitting me up cold in my email, if people are cold calling me, hitting my door, like knocking on my door, I don't answer. If I don't know who you are, I don't answer.
Okay.
So I built everything to be inbound, right? Inbound marketing. So what can I do to create content, put it online to attract attention, educate people, entertain them is the big one, because when we're online, we want to be entertained. So what can I do to entertain and educate while getting my face out there, my name out there, and building my personal brand to attract the clients that I want to work with?
Gotcha. So is there like a funnel system that you guys are using?
Yeah, man. We call it the social media sales funnel.
Okay.
So that's all organic. There's a bit of a process to that. And we use Facebook ads and sales funnels and stuff as well.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to ask, do you want to like dive into that real quick?
Yeah, man. I was just about to get caught on the page here. So yeah. So the social media sales funnel, it's very simple. Basically, you want to be the attractive character, mm-hmm. right? That's what it comes down to. You want to be the attractive character. So think of it like walking into a networking event or something like that. You want to be sharp, you want to be dapper, you want to be on the ball, you want people to come to you and say hi, and you want to have like almost an entourage around you all the time. You want to be Mr. Popular. Well, it's the same thing with your social media profile. when people go over to your social media profile, don't have pictures of your kids, your dogs, your logo, nothing like that. They want to know you're a real person. Mm-hmm. So use the bio to give a quick synopsis of who you are. Like, hey, I'm Daniel. I'm an affiliate for phone sites. The only data capture software out there. You can build a website from your phone in 10 minutes or less, and list your accomplishments, your achievements, that kind of stuff right there. So that people can see you. They know exactly who you are, what you do, what you're known for. And then as they go down and start going through your profile, entertain them and educate them, right? So basically your profile, you don't want it to be a spammy pitch fest where you're like, hey, buy my stuff over and over and over again. But what you want to do is like follow the 80-20 rule, put 3-4 posts entertaining and educating your audience, something that your ideal client would be interested in. And then the other 10% of the time, it's appropriate to throw in a little pitch, right? Yeah. Hey, I got promotion going on, or hey, here's a cool story about how I helped a client. Here's a cool case study, something like that, right? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so when you guys are making these different pitches and offers to your clients, like what is something that, you know, you do? Like if a client's kind of like on the fence of your marketing services, like what is something that you do to kind of get them over that fence?
It's really about finding value and finding the pain, right? That's what sales is about. So I break it down into a very simple part, into a very simple 3-4 part process. You want to find the pain. You want to expand the pain. You want to paint a picture of a possible path away from the pain. And then you want to offer them a solution, right? And it's really that simple at the end of the day. You don't need to complicate it, because people only take action for one of two reasons. They want to run away from pain, mm-hmm. or they want to run towards pleasure. So if you paint a painful picture, because we see the world through frames, right? Mm-hmm. We think in pictures. Language hasn't been around that long in the grand scheme of our existence on Earth. So when you think about it, we see the world through frames. So you paint a frame of whatever they're in, of the pain that they're in, and you start painting that picture towards a better way of doing things, or a possible solution or whatever. And I mean, not every solution is fit for everybody. If they're not a good fit, let them go. No harm, no foul. But if it is a good fit, you owe it to yourself and to them to do everything that you can to dig that pain and guide them towards your solution. Otherwise, they're never going to take action.
Yeah. Like one of the things that I learned to do is when I'm on the phone with someone is, and I know that they're warm and I'm trying to get them to, you know, say yes, is I get them like, why did you contact me? One of those questions, and kind of let them go in and tell me exactly why they contacted me and stuff like that. And usually that would exploit the pain, as you're saying. So another question is for your customers and your clients, how are you guys driving results for them?
Everything is paid ads for them.
Mm-hmm. So you know, just Facebook ads?
Facebook and Google, mm-hmm. primarily. So it's like there's two different package deals, right? Facebook and Instagram is its own package deal. And then Google and Bing is its own package deal. Those are the two primary ways of doing it. Because, I mean, as powerful as it is to market organically, it's only going to take you so far. You're going to tap out. It's very time consuming. It's very demanding. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people that I want to, they want their time back. They want their freedom back. They want to be more productive and they want to become more profitable. And paying for ads and running sales funnels and stuff like that is really the most effective way to accomplish that right now.
Yeah. So like, is there like a way that you guys do this? Like what, like when you talk about your funnel, like, is there like a top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel that you guys are using?
We keep it simple, man. We always follow the KISS process.
Okay.
So we use a platform called PhoneSites. My mentor actually made it. Mm-hmm. It's been in 17 months, we've generated between 160, 180,000 leads for the users. So that's huge numbers in 17 months.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the platform. But you can build sales funnels, data capture pages from your phone in 10 minutes or less. I'm an affiliate for the software as well. And it's super simple. Run an ad to a specialized page with an offer. They opt in, they get a thank you page, and they get 2 follow-up emails. And that's it.
So that's all. Yeah, this kind of sounds like ClickFunnels, but it's not. Can you kind of go like more in depth in it?
Yeah, so the big difference is, ClickFunnels is like, well, they've been around for a long time, which is fine. I mean, there's ClickFunnels, there's Lead Pages, there's a bunch of different softwares out there. But the problem is they got so many widgets, they got such a long learning curve. Not everybody has the capacity, the time, or the patience to learn how to use this stuff, right? And that's why we use phone sites, because I'd say a good 50% of my clients actually want to learn how to do this kind of stuff on their own. And me being a leader, I would rather see somebody stand on their own 2 feet and not need my services anymore because they're doing well and even surpass me in my skill set and my knowledge than be reliant on me all the time, right? Even though it is a business expense and you get all those perks with it as well. So as phone sites was made with that, all that in mind, the long learning curves, the frustrations, the headaches, the widgets, the shiny object syndrome. So it was created with that. You could have zero tech skills, 0 degrees, 0 experience. You could actually set it up with your grandma. There's actually some pretty cool old man commercials around where there's some 90-year-old dude building sales on his phone, teaching his grandson how to use it or something like that.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, man, you just bust out your phone and you're done. You're on your way. And so like, it's very powerful. And that allows me to offer a do-it-yourself solution to clients without having to reinvent the wheel. Because not everybody that I talk to, it's not always a good fit. And they don't always want to pay somebody to do it for them. Sometimes even they just can't afford to hire help. So phone sites, it's a good solution for me to be like, hey, well, why don't you go check this out? Because it's super simple, super easy. I'll sit on the phone with you for 15, 20 minutes. We'll hop on Zoom. I'll build out a page for you right then and there so you can learn how to use it. It's got 90 plus training videos. The user community is a lot more helpful than the ClickFunnels community. You can actually ask for help on your stuff without getting pitched to buy something, and you're just well on your way. So everybody that's been using it, whether it's a do-it-yourself thing or I'm managing it for them, they're loving it, man.
That's sweet. So like, is when you guys are advertising on Facebook and these different platforms, are you guys making it broad or are you niching it down to like law firms, doctor offices, stuff like that?
That's a great question. You can't, like, I go broad in a lot of things because where I live in a town of 1 million people. 1 million people is not very much in the grand scheme of things. So I'm like, as for marketing for myself, because I want to be the go-to guy in my city, I just keep it broad. I just blanket the whole city. I'm like, here you go, guys. I'm here. You're going to recognize me walking down the street one day. That's a guy from Facebook. So I already got LinkedIn, people from LinkedIn. But depending where you are, man, like you can target real estate agents. You can target mortgage brokers. There are some ways that you can niche down. But you have to be indirect on Facebook. You have to know what their interests are, who they follow, where they hang out, and you can attempt to target them that way. They're both powerful. It really just depends on the results you want.
So this is like, so it kind of sounds like you're building more of a brand than anything else, right?
Yeah, for myself.
Okay.
For myself. One thing that I learned from my clients, and this is valuable for anybody to learn. When I was going through my bumps in finance and trying to find my footing, whether I wanted to be corporate or be an independent entrepreneur, when I switched agencies a couple times, my top clients sat down with me. They're like, Daniel, we don't care about non-compete agreements, solicitation agreements, none of that. We don't care about the flag that's behind you. We don't care about a corporation. We don't care about a company. We care about none of that. We want to do business with you. And by doing business with you, you're going to be in business longer. We're going to get to work with you longer. We're going to get to hang out with you more. And that's what we want. Like, you could have any flag, any logo. We're doing business with you because of you and because of who you are. Mm-hmm. Right. And it took me a few years for that to really sink in and really catch up. It's only been the last 2 years that's really been sinking in. And I've been like, yeah, why don't I do, like, why haven't I started building a personal brand anyways? Because I mean, it's true, right? Nobody cares about the company that you're working for or the logo that's behind you on the wall. They want to do business with people. Mm-hmm. So building a personal brand for yourself can be powerful. When it comes to very restrictive, because I work with my finance background, I work with a lot of insurance agents and financial services professionals, and they are extremely regulated and there's a lot of red tape. the quickest way around the red tape for somebody in a regulated industry is to build a personal brand around themselves. And even if they do switch agencies or they do switch companies, because we all start out in sales, right? We all start out in sales before we become an entrepreneur. They never really fully have to worry about starting over because it's their face and their name that the brand is built around, right? So,
yeah. So like, what are some of the things you're doing to build a brand for yourself? And like, what are some things that you would tell someone else who is trying to build a brand for themselves? Like what is something they should do?
Man, just put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Every day, all day, just put yourself out there. Like I said at the beginning, like open up your profile, make it public, put your face on there. Don't have any other, don't have your girlfriend, don't have kids, nothing in your profile picture, just you. That's it. And just create content to educate and engage people. And even when it comes to running ads, like video is my favorite thing. I love hopping on video. I know lots of people still love to read and stuff like that. But for me, one of the biggest things around building my brand has been video. And hop, just even if it's just pulling out the camera, walking down the street, shooting a quick video, hoping a bus doesn't come by to drown me out in the background, right? Just get on video and do what you can to keep people educated and keep people entertained, because if you're doing a good job with that on your profile, it's not going to be hard to take a look and see what you do for a living. And even then, people will stumble across you all the time and they'll strike up a conversation and be like, hey, what do you do for work? And if it's not a good fit for them or they're in some other field, they might even know somebody that they can kick over to you to help you out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so like, what made you realize that you wanted to be an entrepreneur and you wanted to leave the corporate side of America?
Man, I'm not a good employee. I'll be the first one. I like to do things my way, on my time, on my schedule. I like the freedom. I like the flexibility. And like working for somebody else, they're dictating your hours. You're building their empire. You're not really doing anything for yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to ask for time off. You have to ask for more money. Like there's just too much. And even in a sales position, there's only so much you can do before you tap out doing sales for somebody else, right? So if you're good at sales, you can transition over to selling something for yourself, whether it's sales funnels, affiliate sales, affiliate marketing, being a brand ambassador. There's different ways where you can sell stuff, either through other people or start something of your own to build up your own brand and have no limits and have no caps on what you can actually do and just go from there. I mean, I want a family one day. I want kids one day. There's a lot that I want to do for my life. Without, like, if I'm in corporate America, so to speak, I mean, I can't go on vacation when I want. I have to hope nobody else is booking the time off. When I have kids one day, because I want kids one day, I don't want to have to hope that I can get time off work to go see a school concert or go to a sports game or go to a grad ceremony or something like that. I just want to be able to say, okay, my calendar is blocked out. See you later.
Yeah.
Like. And so, yeah, it's really just about the freedom and the flexibility at the end of the day for me.
Yeah. So do you,
and you can give back more, right?
Yeah.
You can give back more at the end of the day. Puts you in a better position. Because once you have, we think about it, like the people at the top, the people who run the companies, they have different ways to give back. You can give back to charities by hiring people and having staff underneath you. Hiring people is a form of automation because it's getting a task off of your plate. As much as I bash on human capital, sometimes human capital is important. But I mean, hiring people is good for the economy. You're building your team. You're hiring support staff, back front end staff, back end staff, support staff, whatever, depending on your business, right? So now there's more money. Like you're helping out more families. You're helping more people get what they want because not everybody's cut out for the for an entrepreneur lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So it's just you're impacting the economy that much more by being an entrepreneur and actually growing into something big.
Yeah. So like, if you had someone, because you kind of say that not everyone's cut for the entrepreneur lifestyle, like if you had someone who kind of was like straddling the fence of whether or not they should leave that corporate America job or their regular 9-to-5 job, and they're thinking about being an entrepreneur, like what are some tips that you would give that person? Would you tell them to keep their job and do entrepreneur on the side or dive 100% into being an entrepreneur?
It really depends on the person. I don't have a black and white or cut and dry answer for that. Mm-hmm. It really depends on somebody's personal situation, right? If you've got if you've got family, if you've got kids, of certain things, I wouldn't necessarily recommend going all in and doing it. I would say find something you're passionate about, find something that you're passionate about that you're going to want to do, and just try it out on the side and wait until your income there surpasses what you're making at your day job or your real job, whatever you want to call it, and then make the plunge. But if you've got the stomach for it and weather permitting, the best way to do it is just double down on yourself, go all in and burn the boats, right? The problem with doing something part-time or doing something on the side is you're not 110% committed and you're not 110% focused. Mm-hmm. So you're always finding outs, you're always finding excuses. And in my experience, from what I've seen, is the discipline lacks to stick it out. So then you get the people saying, oh, well, it didn't work, I fell flat on my face, whatever the case may be, right? Whereas if you just do what the Vikings did, just burn, like cross the river, cross the ocean, burn the boats, don't look back and go all in, you'll find a way to make it work. And if you're not passionate about it, chances are something will come along that you're passionate about. And if not, I mean, you have to go back to work for somebody else. There's no harm in that either.
Yeah. So like, what would you tell an absolute beginner who is 100% committed to entrepreneurship?
Double down on yourself, go all in and get a coach. Hire some sort of a coach or a mentor who is in alignment with your core values. Like really just dig deep, find out what your core values are and find somebody who's in alignment with it. For too long, I was the guy who said, like, I was totally against coaches. I was totally against mentors. Mm-hmm. Like if you talk to me, like even 3 or 4 years ago, I would say if you need a coach, or I would tell you if you needed a coach or a mentor or somebody like that, you were weak because you couldn't do it on your own. But that's actually the weakest thing that you could say to somebody.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. It's the weakest mentality you could have. Being able to accept your faults and being able to say, hey, my limitations go here. I need outside help. I need that support. I need that mentorship. I need a mastermind. I need something to fill in those gaps and bridge those gaps. Because what's going to happen is these people, if they're in alignment with you, they can help you avoid the pitfalls that they made. They can help you avoid falling flat on your face. That's not to say that you're not going to fall flat on your face, because we're humans and we like to learn our ways on our own, but those learning curves will be shortened and those amount of times that we spend falling on our faces will be few and farther between, right? As long as we trust them enough to take their guidance. Especially within a mastermind, you'll see people making those mistakes and falling on their faces, and you'll be like, oh, that's why you told me not to do it, or that's why she told me not to do it, right? So just don't be afraid to invest in yourself, double down on yourself, go all in. And if you need it, find a mentor, find a coach, find somebody that can support you and guide you along the path.
Sweet. So like, if you had anything else to say, like any other tips or tricks that you want to kind of just throw out there, or anything you wanted to talk about, you can say it now.
Cool, man. Yeah. Like my biggest piece of advice is I'll keep coming back to it all day long, is just believe in yourself, right? Go all in on yourself, double down on yourself, and just go all in and don't look back. If you've got people in your life that are trying to hold you down or say you can't do it, if you've got people in your life that are too busy talking about other people to do anything for themselves, if you've got people in your life that, like, just any sort of an anchor or whatever, just let them go, right? It doesn't matter if you've known them for 2 years or 20 years. Let them go and be around people that lift you up, be around people that help you, because when you're in a circle full of winners and when you have winners in your life, you're not going to have anybody punching you in the face or kicking you or trying to pull you back down in the bucket. They'll be doing what they can to give you the insights and perspectives and the mindsets that you need to lift you up and help you get where you want to go. And if anybody's interested about phone sites, 5minutesites.phonesites.com. I have a nice little landing page, nice little funnel built out over there. That's the main funnel that I'm promoting on Facebook right now, and it's doing pretty well. I'm getting lots of people just jumping onto phone sites right from there. And I can't think of anything else, really, off the top of my head.
Sweet. So I am going to look into phone sites, because that seems really interesting, actually. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to check out phone sites. Definitely going to talk to you about mentorship. And, yeah, so thank you for the interview.